This is Dial the Saint introducing Saint Scholastica. Our knowledge of Saint Scholastica comes to us indirectly through the writings of Pope Saint Gregory I. His accounts, called the Dialogues, were written about 40 years after her death and that of her brother Saint Benedict, and were obtained from those who either knew him or were associated with him in the monastery which he founded at Monte Cassino. Scholastica was a twin sister of Benedict. She consecrated her life to God at an early age and led a group of women who had also dedicated their lives to serving God to settle near her brother's monastery at Monte Cassino. She acted as their head or abbess, while Benedict oversaw the welfare of his own monks and acted as a spiritual guide for his sister and the women under her care. Scholastica was very close to her brother and arranged to visit him regularly once a year at a little house near his monastery, since women were not allowed admission. Here they would discuss at length the wonder of God and their own spiritual progress toward him. At one such meeting, Scholastica, acting under a premonition that this meeting was to be her last, begged Benedict and the several monks who accompanied him to delay their return until the next day. He refused because of their rule that he must not pass a night away from his monastery. When Scholastica found that she could not move him, she laid her head upon her hands, which were clasped together on the table, and begged God to intervene on her behalf. Her prayer was scarcely ended when there was such a violent storm of rain with thunder and lightning that Benedict and his companions were unable to set foot outside the door. He exclaimed, "God forgive you, sister, what have you done?" Scholastica replied, "I ask a favor of you, and you refused it. I ask it of God, and he has granted it." Benedict was forced to comply with her request, and they spent the night talking about holy things and about the happiness of those in heaven, which they both hoped to imitate. The next morning they parted, and 3 days later Scholastica died. Benedict was at that time alone in his room, absorbed in prayer, when, lifting up his eyes, he saw his sister's soul ascending to heaven as a dove. He instructed his monks to bring her body to the monastery and bury her in his own tomb, next to which he was laid to rest 4 years later. Scholastica has been named a saint in heaven and is the patron saint of the Benedictine nuns. Her date of death was 547 in the year of our Lord. May we be as anxious to please God as was Saint Scholastica, so that upon our death our souls may fly joyously to meet him in heaven, filled with wonder and love. Thank you for calling Dial the Saint.